Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Sanhedrin and the very first Mishnah Maseches Makos. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esbas Rachel, Shishi b'zecher Avraham, Yosef b'Hagun, Bekarav Mamesh. And here with this last Mishnah, we go on to discuss the last of the Nechnakim. Those are Chayv Chenek, strangulation. So Mishnah says, "Misnai b'shem Avodah Zarah v'Aimer," someone who gives prophecy in the name of Avodah Zarah, and he says as follows: "Kach Amra Avodah Zarah." This is what Avodah Zarah said. He's going to be Chayv Chenek, and this is Afilu Kivinas Halacha. Even if he's Mechavin Halacha, he said something that's the proper Halacha. For example, Latamis Atame Latayr Satar. He said that something's Tamei, which is Tamei, or said something's Tahar, which is Tahar. So even though what he said is correct, since he said it in the name of the Avodah Zarah, he's Chayv Chenek. The next din, Habal Eish HaSesh, somebody who lives with a married woman. What makes her a married woman? Kim Shenichasal Rishos Habal Nisuin, the moment she goes into her husband's domain, and that's considered like she's married, Afal Pishal Nivala, even though her husband never actually lived with her as husband and wife, Habal Lea Reza B'Chenek, this random fellow came along and lived with her, he gets Chenek. And lastly, V'zayim Be'Bas Kain Abayala, the Zayimin of a Bas Kain, and one who lives with her. This is referring to where two Edim came to Beis Din and they said, this woman who's a Bas Kayin, her father's a Kayin, she was Mizana, she lived with somebody else other than her husband. And then turns out that they were Edim Zayman, so they get Chenek. Bayala means a person who actually does live with his married Bas Kayin, he also gets Chenek. And the Chiddush over here is, Shekala Zayman Magdimin al-Oisa Misa. All Edim Zayman are going to get the same Misa that they tried to give to the other person. Chutz Mizayim Bas Kayin Bayala, except for these two people that we just mentioned, because we know that if the daughter of a Kayin was Mizana, she gets Sreifa. But over here, we're saying that Zayim Bas Kayin, or somebody who lives with her, gets Chenek. So this is a very unique situation where the Edim Zayman are going to get a different Misa than what they tried to give to the other person. With this, we finish Maseches Sanhedrin. Mazel Tov for finishing the entire Masechet together. And just like we're Zeichet finished this Masechet together, we should be Zeichet to finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. And moving right to the brand new Masechta, Maseches Makos. Now, the majority of this Masechta discusses Edim Zayman, which we've mentioned before, but let's just have a quick recap. We're going to keep the case simple. Reuven and Shimon walk into Beis Din, and they claim that they saw Beryl kill Shmerel, and if their Edus checks out, so then Beryl's gonna get Misa for killing Shmerel. Now let's say two other Edom walk into Beis Din, Levi and Yehuda, and they claim, I don't know what you're talking about, Reuven and Shimon. Beryl did not kill Shmerel. This is called contradictory Edus. We have two groups of Edom that are contradicting each other, and we're gonna throw both of them out. We don't know who to believe. There's no reason to believe one more over than the other, so we're gonna send both of them packing. But let's say Levi and Yehuda walk into Beis Din, and they said as follows: Reuven and Shimon, you're really not able to make such a claim that Beryl killed Shmerel on Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning under the apple tree, because Imanu Hayisem B'Makom Pliny, you were with us at a totally different place that same day, that same time. And so you couldn't possibly have witnessed Beryl killing Shmerel. In other words, it's very possible that Beryl did kill Shmerel at 10 o'clock on Sunday under the apple tree. But Reuven and Shimon could not have witnessed it because they were with Levi and Yehuda. Now the Torah's Mechadish for us, it tells us this novel thing, this brand new idea, this Chiddush, that we're going to believe the second group of Edim, the Edim Hamazimim. They're the ones who are turning the first group of Edim into Edim Zaymimin. And the Pasuk tells us, what do we do to the Edim Zayman? Vasisim like Hashir Zalm Masis La'achiv. We do to him exactly like he wanted to do to his brother. These Edim tried to get Beryl to be killed, so they get killed instead. Now the first Mishnah starts out, Ketzad Edim Nasim Zayman. How are Edim made into Zayman? And actually, this Mishnah is really addressing, where do we find that Edim could be called Edim Zayman, but we're not going to do to them what they tried to do to the other person. Example number one is, let's say they gave Edus, Me'edim Anu Be'ish Pliny, that we give Edus about this fellow, Shehu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that he's the son of a divorced woman, or woman that got chalitza. They're giving edus about a kayin, and we know that if a kayin's mother was divorced or she got chalitza, he's not a kasher kayin. He's considered a chalel, and he can't act as a kayin. So they're giving edus about this fellow that he's not a kasher kayin. And then it turns out that their zayimin ain't oimrim. We don't say yasazeb ben grusha ben chalutza tachtov, that the zayimin, they get turned into ben grusha ben chalutza instead of the guy whom they were giving edus about. El like arbaim, the edim zayimin just get 40 malchus instead. Another example: let's say they said meidim anubish pliny, we give edus about this fellow shu chayv liglos, that he has to go to galos. That means he killed somebody by accident, it was inadvertent, it wasn't on purpose, and that he has to run to Golos, he has to go to the Ir Mikla to save himself, and then they turn out to be Edim Zayman. Ain Oimrim, we don't say Yiglazet Tachtov, that the Edim Zayman go to Golos instead, El like Arbaim, rather they get 40 Makis. And both of these are based off Psukim. The mission continues, let's say Edim came along and said, Me'edin Anubish Pliny, we give Edis about this fellow, Shiger Shazishtai, he divorced his wife, Veloinas and Luxubasa, and he didn't pay her Ksuba, so he has to pay up, and they turn out to be Edim Zayman. But here's the catch, Valoi, Bain Hayum, Bain Lamachar, Sefilitan Luxubasa. Today or tomorrow, meaning at some point in time, this guy's going to end up having to give his wife a ksuba, meaning we're not able to say these Edim Zayman tried to get this guy to lose all the ksuba. Yes, you're right, they wanted him to pay it right now, but eventually he probably would have to pay his wife her ksuba anyway. Maybe he's going to divorce her later on, or maybe he's going to die and then she'll collect her ksuba. So as Edim Zayman, we can't be mechayev them to pay for the entire ksuba. How much would they have to pay? Then we evaluate kam adam rights elitim ksuba so shalzu, how much would a person be willing to pay for this woman's ksuba? She'im nis amalayin is garsha, Kesubah, if she gets widowed or divorced, then the guy who paid for her Kesubah, he gets to collect it because he basically bought her Kesubah off of her. The Mesa, but if she dies, Yerushana Baila, her husband Yarshins her, and the guy who bought her Kesubah, he loses out. It was a bad business deal. So that's called Toivas Hana, the Kesubah. However much money a person would be willing to pay for that, so that's all the Edom Zayman have to pay for. They don't have to pay the entire Kesubah. One last case, Edom came along and said, we give Edus about this fellow, Shuchav Chaver Elav Zoz, that he's Chayv another guy, 1,000 Zoz, meaning he borrowed 1,000 Zoz, Almanaslet non loy mikan vachleshim yoim. He had to pay them back at the end of 30 days. Vuhu Aimer, the guy himself says, meaning it's proven that the loan was really mikan vach eser shanim, that he only had to pay this 1,000 Zoz back at the end of 10 years. He didn't have to pay them in 30 days, he had a full 10 years to pay the loan. So we can't say that these Edim tried to get him to lose 1,000 Zoz, he would have had to pay the 1,000 Zoz either which way. They were just trying to get him to pay it earlier than he really had to. So how much do the Edim Zayman have to pay? Oimdim kama adam roitz alitain viyubiyade elav Zoz, we evaluate how much would a person want to pay to be able to hold on to 1,000 Zoz, bein noisan mikan vach leishim yoim, bein noisan mikan vach eser shanim, between having it for 30 days as opposed to having it for 10 years. Meaning, let's say a person has a loan for 30 days, but he wants to extend it, that he only has to pay it back in 10 years. How much money would he be willing to pay for that extension? It's that amount of money that the Edim Zayman have to pay. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss Edim Zayman. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.